to tonight's broadcast of game number 4 of this Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Preliminary Finals. Enjoy the broadcast.
Hello and welcome back to our continuing coverage of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 here live on Blizzard Gaming Night Radio. This is game number 4 of the preliminary final series between Lousy.Cheesy and Dace Destroso. Lousy.Cheesy has come back from a 1-0 deficit to take a 2-1 series lead going into this fourth game, with Dace Destroso needing to win it where this series is going to end, and we will have ourselves a rematch of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 4 Championship Series, which you'd have to admit would be a pretty interesting series if Lousy.Cheesy actually bothered to try this time, unlike the previous time. Cough, cough, cough. So our choice of map for game number 4 goes to Lousy.Cheesy, and the Dot Dotter picked the map of Andromeda. So we've gone from the desert map back to the space map. And yeah, so we've seen, you know, some desert, we've seen some, you know, space, and we've seen some twilight. So yeah, this is actually a map that Zorak played in his epic battle for 9th place. And by the way, for those of you that don't remember, Zorak won that exciting epic battle 4-0 over Windall in a series that was expected to be a lot closer than that by all of the experts. But Andromeda is more traditionally a Terran defensive heaven, in my opinion. You got a lot of high ground space to really establish a pretty darn good defensive position. So it'll be interesting to see what these two players decide to do to try to make this game perhaps a little bit more exciting. And Zorak, despite the fact that he said he played that game offensively, that was the miserable game number 4 that we all witnessed. So the only thing offensive about that game was that it was... No, I guess it was. You're right, it was game 3. My apologies. Yep, you're right, game 4 was Hannibal. Yep, that's right. Good point. This blonde moment was presented to you by Sniper Strippers. Sniper Strippers. Sniper Strippers! One look will make you go, cheerio. But anyways, we're just waiting for our two players to give me the A-OK to hit OK. Jeez, I'm going to probably be using that for the next couple of weeks now. Players have selected their race. Lousy.Cheesy has chosen Zerg, and Dace Destroso has chosen Terran. So now this is more of kind of what we were expecting from the start between these two. A Zerg versus Terran affair. Lousy.Cheesy is the blue Zerg located in the bottom right corner of the map here of Andromeda, with Dace Destroso in the orange Terran located in the top right corner. So, obviously, to all of our listeners out there, the Terran player is going to go mass siege tanks, and that's how this game is going to end, right? Yeah. So now it'll be interesting to note, will Dace Destroso be able to pull out some Terran magic, or will Lousy.Cheesy to be able to bore the heck out of the poor game here and defeat him? And by the way, I'd just like to welcome Rain into the team speak room. Hello and greetings. It's a shame you don't have your microphone so you can't actually mock me back. And I would also just like to take this moment as well to let everybody know that Blizzard Gaming Night, in conjunction with StarCraft Legacy, is participating in the Eliminate BM from StarCraft campaign. Bad manner is rampant way too much in the StarCraft community, and we think this is purely wrong. After all, look what it's done to certain players like Hydrowing. So we need to learn to show good manner to all players in the StarCraft community. Unlike Stained and Tibbs and all the other complainers and whiners that we've had at the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational tournaments. So join me in this fight against bad manner. Be good manner to all who deserve it. And definitely eliminate the BM. And instead of being BM, put more BS into your life. Yeah, I'll have something better for the finals, by the way. All right, first spawning pool is up as well in the bottom right corner for Lousy Dad Cheesy. Someone's got to laugh the lame jokes, so there you go. And interestingly enough, Dave Strauss has got himself two barracks being produced right now as well, so maybe a little bit more of an aggressive maneuver from Mr. Dave Strauss. So I, for one, sure hope so. I'd love to see a game five between these two, as I can only imagine what these two could actually do if they were playing serious. All right, looks like Dave Strauss has got his SCV coming into the main base of Lousy Dutch Easy in the bottom right corner. And it looks like that SCV is going to run into 4-6 Zerglings, except the 6 Zerglings completely ignore the SCV. And the 6 Zerglings are on a little bit of an aggressive posture, apparently, as they are going towards the... Well, they're okay. Actually, it looks like Lousy Dutch Easy just decided to scout instead, splitting them 3 to the top left, 3 to the top right. Dave Strosso, though, is going to have that pretty well defended there. 2 Marines, couple of SCVs guarding the ramp. This isn't going to do anything. 3 Zerglings get confused, run away, cry about it as well. Gas is going up as well for Dave Strosso back in his main base, and Dave Strosso is noticing that Lousy Dutch Easy's playing his traditional Zerg. So, that shouldn't shock him in any means at all. And an interesting point has been brought up. Why 3 SCVs? Simply put, it's 1 more than 2 and 1 less than 4. What other reason do you need? 5 Marines are sitting behind those 3 SCVs right into the main ramp. Ah, yes. Repair, repair, repair. 6 Zerglings sitting outside at the natural of Dave Strosso, just waiting for those Marines to pull out. Oh, but this is more exciting than any of that. The 1 SCV is picking off the 3rd hatchery at the natural in the top right. And I really, do you really want to hear me express the number 3 in a Taylor series? I don't think so. 6 Marines are going to go after this one overlord. But wait, the SCVs pull back. 6 Marines are getting... trying to get surrounded by the Zerglings. Boy, that one poor Marine. Nice little trap there. Although, let's see. Dave Strosso is going to ultimately be able to repel that attack, but not without sending a bunch of SCVs, though. That was a pretty creative little move. Moment Dave Strosso pulled back, Lousy Dutch Cheesy says, okay, I'll go in, and sends in his Zerglings and made the lives of a couple poor Marines end pretty pathetically. I can only imagine what those poor Marines were that poor Marine was thinking when he's surrounded by Zerglings getting attacked from all sides. Ouch. Alright, natural expansion is established for Lousy Dad Cheesy in the bottom left. Oh, and Rain is going to tell us what the poor Marine was thinking. Ah, yes. Where was the D-Matrix? Yes, that's true. And the drugs are running rampant again through the room. Our first 2 medics appear. They're going to join their buddies, the group of 2, 5, 7, 8 Marines, heading bound towards the bottom of the map. Except that one medic looks like it's having some problems catching up to the rest of the group. One medic apparently has a boyfriend, the other one doesn't care. All right, here we go. The Marines are sitting outside of the main choke point. Ah, now they group together. Ah, Dave Strosso scans, jumps in, and, well, jumps back out. One poor Marine gets confused. Again, what makes the poor Marine spin around like that 2-3 times, I'm not quite sure, but then again, this is StarCraft, where anything can happen. 3, 6, 7 Marines and those 2 medics are just sitting outside of the natural. 3 sunken colonies are being established right there. For Mr. Lousy Dutch Easy, Hydralis Den back in his main as well. Lurkers likely to come. And the sadness is that the sunkens have not been broken through yet. Dave Strosso, in the meanwhile, though, is expanding, though, to his natural in the top right corner of the map here of Andromeda. So I'm trying to think, is this game as exciting as the Epic Series, or is this not as exciting as the Epic Series? Epic Series? Not Epic Series. Epic Series? Not Epic Series. Epic Series? Not Epic Series. We've got one vote for not as. That is true. But then again, you can't have an Unreal tournament without an epic game. I said it again. Two more Marines come down to the to join the little battalion here of 11 Marines, and now it'll be now 11 Marines and two medics. The one medic says hello to the two Marines. Do you need help? And yes, it looked like it healed one of them in the process. Yeah, okay. Dace Torso does have a factory up in his main base. Again, he's just producing out of two barracks. There we go. And today, on Lousy.Cheesy, in typical Lousy.Cheesy pattern, is located at another base in the bottom left corner. A hatchery is being established. Two barracks. Three barracks! Yay, macro. Alright. Ah, Starport. So perhaps we will see Lousy.Cheesy get dropped by Dace Estroso. Kind of like how Dace Estroso was dropped in the very first game. More Marines come down. Three Zerglings try to sneak by that force. One does. Boy, that one Zergling is going to make a lot of damage in Dace Estroso's main base. Well, wait a second. Dace Estroso is going to probably pay a little more attention than during the Epic series where the one Zergling destroyed a natural base. Cough, cough. But that Zergling bit the dust by those two Marines. Yeah. Oh, a tank is here as well. And Dace Estroso is forced to retreat, though. Three Lurkers are now in position. Two on the high ground immediately above, and one on the low ground, shockingly, immediately below. Brilliant counter. Oh, two more Lurkers moving out. One just decides to sit there. Now they're immediately to the north. Let's see, north. West of the original Lurkers. Now those Lurkers are taking a little bit more of an aggressive position. Ah, the tank is now being guarded by the swarm of Marines. Lurkers are moving forward and backwards. Okay, then they decide to just sit right outside. Ah, interesting. Right outside the second natural of Dace Estroso's. Oh, and did I mention that Lousy.Cheesy is also expanding as well to the top left corner of the map? Although then again, see if he actually uses drones and actually decides to do something with those. Does Dace Estroso have a science vessel coming? No. Oh, now maybe he does. There we go. Right on cue. Okay. Let's take an update here of the count of the Marines and the Medics. 5, 10, 15. Looks like 19 Marines, 4 Medics, and a Siege Tank for good measure. Siege Tank is loaded. Kills off a Lurker. Overlord bites the dust. Yeah, those two Lurkers there, looks like they're kind of there to guard against a drop, perhaps. Interesting, interesting. Well, in the meanwhile, back in Lousy.Cheesy's main base, Spire is going up, as well as a Queen's Nest. So let's take a look. 5 bases versus 2, although Dace Estroso looks like he's going to try to establish the Marine. The Marine only. Darn you folks for mentioning Marine. And I guess there's too many Marines in the scene. The mineral-only expansion on the tie ground there in the top right. 5 barracks, by the way, are now located in Dace Estroso's main base. And the first vessel is out as well. And those Lurkers are just sitting there. And a bunch of Zerglings just bite the dust. You think this is a bad spot for Lousy.Cheesy, but Lousy.Cheesy does have two bases established on the other side of the map, so we might be able to do something with it. But he's going to have to make something happen here. He's upgrading to a hive, but he's going to Mutalists are coming, so maybe that can be used as a distraction to maybe force Dace Estroso to retreat a little bit. But it's a pretty impressive little force, though, from Dace Estroso. Tanks should move down here to pick off some more Sunkens and the Lurkers. And they sure do. The two Sunkens are established, and they're going after a couple of the Marines. And now here comes a good group of Mutalisks. They were trying to pick off the science vessel. Let's see, one of those Mutalisks die. It looks like this natural is going to disappear for Lousy.Cheesy. The sunken line has been broken. Oh, and a radiate goes off. Mutalisks are popping by one, a line I haven't used since the first Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 1. Oh, wow. So let's see, Distorso moves in with another group of Marines. And now he's picking off, well, it looks like he's trying to pick off that, well, wait, he's going to go straight into the main. Going to try to go after the Spire, it looks like. No, instead he goes after the Hydralis Den. All right, and those drones are moving out. I didn't say that was a Spire. I thought he was going to go after the Spire, but he changed his move and went to the Hydralis Den. Sheesh. And Distorso just got his group of Marines just sitting there. There we go. Now they're moving in, going after the Hive. And yes, that is a Hive, not the spawning pool like Rain would probably say in a broadcast. The Marines are now biting into that. This should do a lot of damage to poor Lousy.Cheesy, but damage to Lousy.Cheesy is precisely what we want, is we want to see a fifth game. Spawning Pool is going to bite the dust here. The Evolution Chamber's going to go down, and now the Spire goes down. Lousy.Cheesy's in a deep, deep hole. So Daisy Storso should know that something is up, and he should probably try to go after the top right, top left corner. Gosh, two all, perhaps. A dematrixed Marine runs into the fray, lures all the Zerglings into attack it, and they all disappear. Personally, isn't that nice to have beautiful protection like that? And yes, notice, two health remaining on the Marine. Beautiful, beautiful move. We've seen some good plays here. We've seen recalled, you know, Zealots. We've seen dematrixed Marines. Pretty good. Cheesy, though, has got himself six hatcheries, though. So Daisy Storso better move now to try to take advantage of this. Looks like he's trying to. Hydralis Den is complete back in the top left corner of Lousy.Cheesy's second hidden base. So now it'll be interesting to see, though, where Distorso decides to send this initial group of Marines and Medics. Is he going to go to the top left? Yeah, okay, they're going to the top left. And they're going to pick off a bunch of stuff. Yeah, those Marines are going to hit the trying to reestablish natural there, Lousy.Cheesy. He should try to cancel that before it bites the dust. Well, instead he lets it complete. And then it goes away. Okay. You've almost got to wonder if these two players maybe set this up on purpose to kind of purposefully have a deciding game, because they heard my complaining about the prior series not being very entertaining, but I could be wrong. And just for your FYI, 7 barracks now. Oh, excuse me, 6 barracks back in Distorso's main base. They just sort of blend together. Bottom left corner, though, bunch of lurkers are being produced. I count 6 of them, and a bunch more Hydralisks are coming as well, so you might see a large number of lurkers. And a lot of Marines. Oh, and Radiate goes off. And that is 6 lurkers there. Now a 7th lurker joins the party. So don't complain about my damn counting, you idiot. Alright, more Marines and Medics are coming in. There goes a scan. Let's see, the Marines are attacking the 1 lurker. 4 lurkers remain. A lot of Marines and Medics remain. Although this is going to frustrate a little Distorso a little bit, though. Here come the lurkers. They're going to try to... They go right to the main ramp. See, scan goes off. Strangely, four Marines decide to try to attack the lurkers. Oh, a huge line of Marines go away. And that doesn't leave Destrosa with much left. Seven Marines and three medics plus that science vessel are all that remains. Oh, but there's an SCV. As long as the SCV's there, that's a successful attack. Here come three more tanks down to the bottom left corner. Bunch more Marines are just pulling out, so... Oh, that's right. The SCV has one arm or two, but wait, the lurker's gonna kill the SCV. That was trying to build a bunker in the bottom right corner, but that didn't quite help so much. Here come the three tanks. So it looks like Destrosa is now focusing his energies on the bottom left corner of the map, thus allowing... Oh, this is a kind of a unique move. I guess Destrosa realized that Lousy Dot Cheesy built in his second natural. So what does Lousy Dot Cheesy see here? Destrosa decides to try to expand in the top left corner of the map. Interesting. Here come four siege tanks. Bunch of Zerglings are going to try to go into that group of siege tanks. Nothing's going to work there. Bottom left's going to disappear. And it looks like Destrosa is going to come through in the clutch. Not literally the clutch, but, you know, the clutch in the figurative term. To tie this series up at two games apiece. That's true, but we could say that this series is now shifting gears, as it looks like we're going to be hitting a fifth and deciding game. And as anybody should know, those that are in the journalism field, all their really good ideas are always stolen from those that are stupid enough to give them. And I do apologize. The bad manner from the broadcasting part. That is, yeah, I do apologize. Yes. But then again, though, you really have to ask yourself one question: sex talk versus attempting to be lame and witty and half funny. I don't know. Point taken. I guess I can't argue with that. Let's see, maybe Destrosa can now establish, we won't even go into that. He's got a good battalion of Marines and medics established in the top right corner. Excuse me for my laughter. So we saw mass arbiters the last game, so obviously what are we going to see from Destrosa? Mass science vessels at this point. Oh boy. Classic Zerg versus Terran. Yeah, mass vessels is a pretty dangerous thing for the Zerg player. All of those lurkers sing the funeral march, and Destrosa is in complete control. Lousy Dot Cheesy does have a defiler up, though. And he's got two Scourge! Two Scourge are on the attack! Boom! There goes the science vessel and the GG from Lousy Dot Cheesy. And there you go. Destrosa takes game number four to force a deciding game five. Wow. And yes, wow is a palindrome. Destrosa takes this fourth game in 21 minutes and 18 seconds on the map of Andromeda with a score of 113,437 versus Lousy Dot Cheesy's score of 78,467. Destrosa came through in a matchup that Lousy Dot Cheesy has always admitted is one of his favorites. And now, on the map choice of Destrosa, we have a fifth and deciding game to determine who's going to take on Super Killer for all the marbles here at the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5. So that should conclude our coverage of game number 4 of this best of 5 series that is going to go a complete 5 games. So in just a couple of minutes, we'll be presenting to you the deciding game of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 5 Preliminary Finals. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, the home of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5.